Once we covered 17 verses, today I'd like to focus on verses 6 to 10.
今天我们题目是耶稣是不是足够？上一次我们讲了很多的十八个章节，今天我们要讲从六到十节四个章节，四个节。
In your Bibles, if you don't have one, please turn to your neighbor will share with you. We're going to begin one chapter before. If you could turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 20.
我们到哥罗西书第一章，五到十节。
It's a beautiful passage of scripture.It's called the Colossian poem.
这是一个这是一个非常美丽的章节。
The Apostle Paul writes it like a very beautiful poem.
这是保罗，使徒保罗写的一个美丽的诗。
And we know that those of us in this room, we know it's more than a poem. So I'd like to begin the sermon today. I'd like to begin our first sermon of 2014 with this. Please follow along with me as let's do this alternatively. I'll read in English, verse 15. The Chinese will read verse 16.We'll do this responsibly until verse 20. Please begin with me in verse 15.
我们现在在第一章的，对不起，哥罗西书第一章的十五节开始，然后Paul先说一节，然后我们再念下一节。
Verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Verse 16, Chinese.
我们来读第十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的。无论是天上的地上的能看见的不能看见的或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的一概都是借着他造的又是为他造的
Verse 17 Together with me He is before all things And in him all things hold together
十八节他也是教会全体之首他是原始是从死里首先复生的使他可以在凡事上居首位
Verse 19, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Let's close this together. Verse 20, both English and Chinese. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. It is with this context I'd like to begin our sermon today. Please bow with me as we pray. God, thank you that we celebrate the month of December. We remember your servant attitude, how you became a servant and served us through the incarnation.
感谢神，我们能够一起来庆祝十二月份。我们尤其要感谢你送你的仆人来跟我们一起来庆祝这个月份。
You gave up all things to be with us.
你给我们所有的东西和我们在一起。
And to this day, you hear us.
而今天你一直在听我们。
You listen to us.
你在聆听我们。
You care for us.
你关心我们。
You love us.
你爱我们。
May we do the same today in this room.
我们今天在这个房间里要做同样的事情。
We ask in your name we pray.
我们求你的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to start with a few announcements today.
我们要有一些宣告在今天开始。
We will do the communion after the sermon in about half an hour.
然后我们再来做我们的主日敬拜的程序。
The second announcement will be we just wish each other Happy New Year for 2014. We will be celebrating Chinese New Year on February 1st, 2014.
首先祝大家新年快乐。然后我们在两月份的时候要祝大家中国年快乐。
Please see Deacon Eric. Deacon Eric, please raise your hand.Deacon Eric, please see him if you have any questions or if you have a performance you'd like to do.
新航将要组织我们教会的中国新年的春晚活动，请跟他联系。
Now, Deacon Eric, Lorena wants me to tell you that she would like to perform on that night, but don't tell her I told you. So, Lorena would like to perform on that night, so please sign her up.
所以新航，我的太太要演出那一天，但是你不要告诉她是我告诉你的。他不在这里。
The next Awana will be Friday night, January 17th, 2014. We're only going to be meeting once for Awana to start off the new season because we'll be doing February 1st together.
这一季的这个爱心童子军是在1月17号，这是我们1月份唯一的一次，然后2月份会接着正常开始。
And then also, please put your hands together to appreciate God and to thank Harris,Lay, Deacon Coleman, and team as we prepare for another great year of the Awana program. We really appreciate you all. Please, please celebrate and clap.
请大家为童子军的童工 拍手。
Also in updates for the week of January 5th, 2014. For the start of the 2014 season, congrats to Joey. Joey, please raise your hand. You're going back to school tomorrow, right? Or tonight? Next week. Joey is back in first place again. Even though he's studying in Dallas, he's back in first place again, balancing school and basketball, and he's in first place. Please give him a round of applause for me, first place. I need you to be extra loud for this one, because this person, every week I praise her, Ying is in second place. Ying, good job.
这是周颖，周颖得到了第二名。
Ying is the only female out of 16 men, and she knows nothing about basketball until 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. She reads and does statistics. She's obviously very good at whatever career she wants. Give her a round of applause. She's in second place right now.
周颖在这么多的众多的这个篮球的篮球的这个选手里面，她是唯一的一个女生，而且在对篮球一无所知的情况下获得了第二名。
Deacon Coleman is very humbly a servant and in last place.
就克明获得了最后一名。
Followed also by another servant, Hua Jin and Yong Gan. Basically, all of us adults, we're near the bottom right now. So give yourselves a round of applause.
请大家庆祝，欢庆我们的成绩，祝贺我们的成绩。
Basketball is on today. I know it's cold. David and I, we're talking about whether we should play today. We are going to play today. We'll play for a little while as long as our bodies stay warm. So basketball starts at 4 p.m. Everyone is welcome.
今天下午4点我们依旧打篮球，欢迎大家每个人都来参加。
Okay, let's go back to the sermon. Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
现在我们回到哥罗西书二章三第六节。哥罗西书二章六节。
I'm just going to review for less than a minute, and then I'd like to pick up where we left off last month.
我们先复习一下上次我们讲的内容。
I'm going to ask English to read the first slide, the Chinese side to read the second slide. So English side, please read along with me. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Okay, English, please read together with me. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught.And you will overflow with thankfulness. Lei, can I get you to lead the Chinese side reading it one more time? These are very important verses. We're going to read it twice through.
所以我们再来念第六节，我们中文再念一遍。你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
I want everyone in this room to do one of three things. To either commit this to memory,To write this on a piece of paper and to put it, let's say, on your mirror in your bathroom. So you see this as often as you see yourself. Or a third place is to put it in your car, which you drive every day. One of three things. Or it could be all three things. I want these verses to be a reflection of us as we go into the next month.
我强烈推荐我们在座的每一个人新年里能够记住这段经文。要么你把它放在车里，要么放在浴室的镜子上，这样你每天都可以看到，尽量把它背出来。
Now, if I could ask Lei to lead the next three verses in Chinese first, and then we'll read together in English after.
我们来念八到九节，到十节。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Thank you. Let's read together one last time. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head.Over every ruler and authority. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Today we will be celebrating the Lord's Supper.
今天我们来庆祝神的晚餐。
We touched on this last month and we said that Colossians chapter 2 helps us with this gentle and all-important reminder that Jesus Christ is everything.
上一次呢，我们来触及的这个题目，那就是耶稣基督是万有，是所有。
As we read in verse 10, So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority.
就正如我们在十节里面刚刚念到的，你在耶稣基督里面得着丰盛，因为他是各种执掌权政者的元首。
Jesus Christ is not the only way to salvation, but the chief means of living the Christian life too.
耶稣基督呢，他不仅仅是一个得到拯救的道路，他实际上是我们基督徒生活的一个生活方式。
If you're a Christian and you think Christ was necessary and sufficient for salvation, but unnecessary or worse, insufficient for the Christian walk, you're completely missing the reason behind salvation.
如果你认为得到了耶稣基督，你就获得了去天堂的路的话，那你的理解是有偏差的。事实是，神救了我们，实际上他是让我们变得更加像他，有他的样子。
Salvation isn't just about getting myself depraved.My sin into heaven. It's about enabling us to become the people God designed us to be, people who progressively reflect the glory of God.
所以拯救呢，并不是把我们罪人拯救到天堂上去了，拯救呢，而是呢，它是使我们更加具有能力，让我们成为像神这样的人。
The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians explains this further. He says, "So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more." And more like him as we are changed into his glorious image.
在哥林多后书的时候，在哥林多后书的时候，三到十八节就有这样的经文说，我们众人既然敞着脸得见主的荣光，好像从镜里反照，就变成主的形状。荣上加荣，如同从主灵变的。
One of the first theological classes you take in seminary is about atonement and about the purpose of Jesus.
我记得我在神学院上的第一节课就是讲关于神对我们的救赎。
Every professor will start off the class in some sort of essay or question about this one phrase.
每一个教授都会从这个 atonement 就是救赎来讲他这个课。
If forgiveness was all that God was interested in, if all he wanted was to hear you say sorry, then Jesus would have just come down from the cross and been done with it.
如果宽恕是基督徒的真谛的话，那么神就直接从十字架上下来就好了，他就可以完成他的使命了。事实上不是这样的。
We wouldn't need the arrival of him as a baby, or watching him grow up to be a man, or to see him suffer as he leads the early church and as he teaches disciples.
作为一个普通人，我们其实更想看见耶稣基督从一个小婴孩出生在马槽，看见他的成长，看见他怎么样和我们在这个世界上行走33年。所以我们更希望看见这样一个过程，从而得到力量。
I'd like us to commit to memory three reasons why Jesus came to earth. The first one is this.
我想在这里重点介绍一下为什么神要不是直接从十字架上走来，而是要跟我们过这样一个过程，有三个理由。
Commit this to memory, okay? To perform the atonement once and for all. Say it together with me. To perform the atonement once and for all.
第一个理由呢，就是他要一次性的拯救我们所有的人。
The second one is to live a perfectly righteous life and to fulfill the law of God.
第二个理由呢，他要过一个全然公义的生活，来完成神的律法和计划。
Let's say this together: to live a perfectly righteous life and to fulfill the law of God. The third one is to be an example for generations of Christians to follow.
第三个理由呢是耶稣自己要成为后代所有基督徒的榜样，让我们能够来跟从他。
I'm going to give you 20 seconds to memorize this.20 seconds, go.
让大家试着记住这三个理由。
I know Sean already has it. He's got it.
这个是为什么？这个三个理由解释了为什么耶稣从
基督复活的原因。I'm going to quiz you at the end of the sermon. I'm going to quiz you at the end of the sermon. So.Let's just look up, close your eyes or look to your neighbor, and I want you to say, what number one is to perform,
闭上你的眼睛,
to perform the atonement once and for all. Number two, good job, Ethan. Number three, to be an example for generations and generations to come. So this is how we can answer, why did Christ submit to the incarnation and walk this earth for 33 years?
这就是为什么耶稣会来从死里复活，并且在这个地上行走33年的理由。
And as I dim this, I want to put this into language that you and I use every day.
我现在想把这个句子来简化成我们容易理解的话语形式。
Because I don't know about you, but I don't usually use the word incarnation in my vocabulary every week.
普通的话，我不会用重生这个字在我日常的生活中。
I'm sure it doesn't come up at IBM.
在 IBM 工作的人，你们应该不会。
Or even Dell.
或者在 Dell 这种公司的人，应该很少用这样的词汇。
We explain the incarnation by saying that God came down in Jesus to relate to us, to love us, to show us.
那什么叫重生呢？那就是是耶稣用他可以理解的形式来爱我们，来向我们展现一些事情，来服务我们，来服侍我们。
By serving.
通过服侍我们。
In serving, there's this picture that you bend the knee, that you stoop down.
请大家想象这样的画面，当你在服侍别人的时候，
that is,
你一定是屈膝的。
In our Chinese culture, we serve tea or we serve drinks when we go to someone's house. We graciously give it to somebody. We bend down a little bit to give to somebody. Don't worry, I have a cold. Don't drink it.
在中国的文化里面呢，我们要给人家服侍茶水的时候，我们总是要弯腰来服侍。
You bend the knee, you help someone who needs it. That is the heart of the incarnation.
你实际上是帮助那些需要帮助的人，这是在重生里面最最关键的一点。
But man does not like this.
但是我们人并不喜欢这样。
We like certainty.
我们喜欢一些确定的形式。
We like assurance.
我们希望有人能够反复的来提醒我们。
Serving people is time consuming.
为人服务呢是非常花时间的。
It's costly.
也非常费钱费金钱的。
Serving people is messy.
有时候呢会很乱。
And so throughout the centuries, man has said that you may need more than Jesus.
所以在好几个世纪里面呢，我们人都说我们可能需要耶稣基督以外的东西。
So the Apostle Paul warned us of this in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
而保罗使徒呢，在他的圣经里面，警醒我们，提醒我们。
Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies or high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ.
那就是第八节说的，不要让任何人来使你远离。第八节，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言。
He says to us in these pages of Scripture, now that you know Christ is all you need for the Christian life, watch out, watch out.
他说，你现在就知道耶稣基督就是你作为基督徒生活中所需要的东西，警醒。警醒什么呢？
The word that he uses there, highlighted capture, is we translate it to take you captive, which is why we get captured, was the word syllogogon.
那这个叫俘虏，就是 capture。那它原意的俘虏其实就是说就是掳，把你们掳去了。
It's very similar, and Paul chose this intentionally in the Greek to represent the word synagogue.
这个字呢，在希腊字的原文里面非常像教会所这个字。
The Apostle Paul, in this time frame, is warning the Colossian church not to be lured into the synagogue.
保罗呢，使徒保罗在这个时候呢，他是在警告哥罗西的教会，不要混淆这两个词的意思，因为一个是会所，一个是被掳。
Why would he warn God's people to stay away from the place that God is supposed to dwell?
为什么他要警告大家远离会所呢？这个地方难道不是神让我们去的地方吗？教会就是神让我们去的地方吗
？Why would he need to do that?
为什么要提出这样的警告呢？
Because the synagogue had become a sanitized hospital for only the clean.
因为希腊字的原文这个 synagogue 就是这个教会呢，意思是一个经过消毒的医院。
And God is doing a new thing outside the temple. He's calling it the church, the people, the body.
神在庙宇之外又做了教会，是为了来医治人的。
Please read together with me the part in yellow. Together?
请跟我一起来读黄色的部分。
Because man likes to add things to give us security. So we add in extra work, extra effort to reassure ourselves that we will be okay. when we feel alone and feel our resources depleting. But God has said, Jesus is everything. He should be your certainty.
这个黄色的文字的意思就是说，我们人喜欢给我们自己增加安全感。我们做了很多多余的工作，使我们确保我们自己非常的安全。
I'd like to spend the last 10 minutes of today's sermon trying to be very practical and use real life examples.
但实际上，神已经说了，耶稣基督就是你的安全，已经提供了所有了，就已经足够。
You can tell my voice is depleted.
你可以听到我的声音正在沙哑。
Even though Lorena and Grayson were away, I thought I'd get a lot of sleep. I actually slept very little the past 2 weeks.
我在过去的两周里面睡得非常少。
Yonggang and I was at his house till 4 a.m. one night.
有一次永刚和我一直讲话到凌晨四点。
We were dreaming and strategizing on how we could do better in 2014 as a church.
我们两个人在讨论在2014年我们的教会怎么样能够办得更好。
Specifically, we're talking about the youth and the English.
我们是在讲那个青少年的服事。
So for the English ministry upstairs, we are committing to this. We don't need more programs by themselves. We don't just need more spiritual acts in and by themselves. We need two things right now upstairs. We need spiritual transparency and we need humility.
我们总的来说呢，我们青少年在二楼的服事呢，我们不需要更多的一些项目了。实际上呢，我们是需要属灵的透明，另外我们需要一个谦卑的心。
Please join together reading this part here in English. I shared this last time, but please read this together with me. We need to explore God in a sincere and real way that allows people to ask questions in the year ahead. Otherwise, we are just a sanitized spiritual hospital that only takes the spiritually healthy in for admittance, forgetting about the spiritually sick that are seeking out the chief healer, Jesus. That is, we want to be everything that the synagogue had become. We want to walk away from that and be the church.
中文的意思呢，这段读的中文的意思就是说，我们教会的青少年的敬拜，我们并不需要成为一个超级消毒的一个医院，不是一个已经消过毒的人才能来的一地方。我们需要成为一个属灵上的一个医院，欢迎所有的人来。
My friends and family here today, RCCA is a spiritual hospital, and you and I are the nurses and the physicians that God has appointed.
所以我们磐石教会呢是一个属灵上的医院，所有的人都欢迎来，所有的来寻求神的人，寻求医治的人都欢迎来。我们其实就是医生，我们是护士，我们是神所指定的医生和护士，医疗工作人员。
Let's read this together in yellow. We need to both speak truth and care for others in love, putting Jesus first.
我们这里的提纲呢是我们要以耶稣基督为先。Can you backward?
Sorry.
Thank you. 我们需要以耶稣基督为先，我们来说讲真理，来帮助别人，来照顾别人。
Let's reread Colossians chapter 2, these four verses, and as we with what we've kind of been talking about and stretching in the background, I want us to reread this and see if the verses speak to you differently now. Please read it together, verse 6 to 10. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. We're going to skip the translation. We're going to just keep on going. My friends and family today, Jesus is enough.
这是哥罗西书二章六到七节，我们刚才又重温了一下。我今天想说的是我的家庭和我的朋友们，我想告诉你们，耶稣已经足够了。
Whatever spiritual act that we do in 2014, Jesus must be behind it.
无论我们做属灵上任何的工作，耶稣就在这个事情的后面。
Whatever service that you do for the church.
无论你为教会做什么服事。
Whether it's singing or teaching kids or serving food, everything we do must be, Jesus must be behind it.
唱歌、教育儿童、提供饮食，耶稣都在后面。
If Jesus is not the reason why you're serving, then we are just using church and its people for your end means.
所以耶稣基督并不是你服事的理由，我们只是利用教会作为一个场所，而我们是为了服事人。
This is my only example today. It would be like saying, I'm a pastor because it's a job. I need the paycheck. So I need you, so therefore I get paid.
所以从我的角度来说，我是一个青少年牧师。我做这个牧师的工作呢，因为我能够被付钱，有薪水。实际上这不是我应该说的。
The answer is no.
我不应该说这些话。我不是成为牧师是为了薪水，为了因为这是工作。
We serve people. We serve in the church and beyond because we are serving Jesus and loving Jesus in His people.
是，我们服侍的是人，我们服侍教会。甚至服务社区，那是因为我们在服务耶稣基督。因为耶稣基督充满了爱，他首先爱了他的人。
What practical ways can we say to Jesus, "You are enough for me in the month and New Year 2014 ahead"?
从具体的来说，在2014年，在这个新年里面，我们有什么具体的工作我们可以做呢
？I'm going to start by asking a few questions.
我们来问这几个问题。
Why do you do what you do?
你为什么从事你现在正在做的事情
？Why do we serve?
我们为什么服侍呢？在2014年。
And then, for some of us, why are we not serving?
甚至对我们有些人来说，你可以问问自己，我为什么什么也不做呢？我为什么并不参加服侍呢
Many of us in this room, we know when we came to the Rock, it was a small and humble church.
我们来这个教会的时候，想必大多数我们都知道，这是一个非常小的，一个非常小规模的教会。
You and I both know there's an opportunity to serve here.
我们都知道这里有很多服侍的机会。
We need you.
我们需要你。
Thank you for those of you that are serving.
谢谢对于那些服侍的人，我们要说感谢。
Why do we do Awana?
我们为什么要做爱心童子军的工作呢
？Sorry, I put you on the spot, but this is just the best example I can think of.
没有关系。
It's not free babysitting.
这并不是一个免费的儿童看顾。
It's not so kids get good morals.
也不是为了儿童得到好的一个道德教育。
It's not so your kids stay out of trouble on a Friday night.
也不是为了让你避免你的孩子给你造成更多的麻烦。
What are the three reasons why Jesus came to the earth?
为什么耶稣来到我们这个世上呢？这个三个理由是什么呢
？We do Awana because we want kids to know that there is. Please read together. We do Awana because we want kids to know there's freedom in Jesus and freedom from sin. Pause there.
我们做 Awana 这个 program 是因为我们要得到这个自由，从耶稣里面得到自由。
To perform the atonement once and for all. Number two, let's read the yellow together. We do Awana because we want kids to know that God's word is more than a religious book. It is a living manual for life.
我们是希望我们的孩子知道，神的话语不仅仅是一个是一个一本书，而是这是一个活的生活指南。
It is to live a perfectly righteous life and to fulfill the law of God.Let's read together number three. We do Awana because this is how we get to pass on our faith to the next generation.
我们做这个爱心童军的这个节目呢，是因为我们知道这个就是让我们向下一代传递信仰的一个很好的工作。
Why do we play basketball?
我们为什么要打篮球呢
？It's not just to get out of Sunday school.
我们不是为了主日学以后一个体育活动。
It's not just for David and I for fitness and losing weight in our old age.
也不是为了我们能够保持身体健康。
It's not so kids that are out of Chinese school are staying out of trouble.
也不是为了避免孩子给你造成麻烦。
We do basketball because I want you to know each other to connect.
我们玩篮球呢是使大家能够有更好的连结。
The atonement is all about our reconnection with God.How can you share about atonement if you don't know how to connect with people?
我们不仅要人和人之间连接，还要和神连接，这是我们的救赎。
We do basketball because I want you kids and adults! Exclamation mark to play by the rules and to have fun within those boundaries.
我们需要孩子和大人一起玩，这样我们能够知道有一些规则，同时呢，我们有更大的乐趣。
We did basketball because this is how we get to pass on our faith, our life lessons to the next generation.We have seen tempers. We have seen fighting on the court. I want you to work it out together on the court.
我们每个人都会生气，都会发脾气。我们希望通过篮球这样的活动，在篮球场上来解决这样的问题。
That is why we play basketball at RCCA.
这就是为什么我们磐石教会要打篮球。
Amen.
Amen.
So how would you like to serve Jesus this year?
所以今年你打算如何为神做点事情呢？
What do you like to do?
你喜欢做什么？
Who is on your heart?
你的心里面想着谁？
The Apostle Paul is saying, now that you know Christ is all you need for the Christian life.
使徒保罗说，你现在知道了耶稣就是你基督徒生命所需要的。
Watch out.
警醒吧。
Watch out for the things that will seek to rob us of the sufficiency that we have in Jesus Christ.
警醒什么呢？实际上就是有很多人和事，他们让我们觉得我们需要更多，而不是耶稣基督本身。
You've been equipped with everything that you need to serve Jesus.
其实我们已经具备了一些能力来服侍耶稣基督的。
Let's do it together in 2014.
我们可不可以2014年一起来做？
Let's continue to do it together.
或者我们继续一起来做。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister.
谢谢。
Please turn with me in your Bibles now to Corinthians as we prepare for the communion.
现在我们来准备communion.
Let's give Sister Lay a round of applause. That's fantastic translation. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to read our usual passage, but I'm going to start a few verses earlier. Please follow along with me as I read from here. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. For as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anybody else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? Certainly not. Please join me from reading verses 23 to 29 together. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself." I'm going to give you 20 to 30 seconds just to prepare your heart for the communion today, and then I'll lead you in a short prayer. As you reflect in your heart right now, I want you to remember what this Lord's Supper means to you. What are some ways that we can be more inclusive of the types of people in the areas that we live in? How can we change ourselves from the time that we take communion today until next month? Father, thank you for this time that we have to be with you, to be with your people. We learn service from the person who served the most. We learn it from you. May we commit to memory not only verse 6 and 7, but may we live it this week. We thank you for this time that we get to be together, to be unified around your table. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.